This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your member services manager.
Welcome to episode 6 in the Risk Pool Stronger Together podcast series. Today's episode is called The Storm Has Passed, Now What? And we'll talk about the pool's Synergy NDS Turnkey Recovery Program. As always, I'm going to give you some basic information, visit with people who are experts in the subject, in this case, Taylor Matheny with Synergy NDS and two city officials who've used his service, and then give you several action items to help you get everything you can from our partnership. First, let's talk about some context. Up until the statewide winter storm earlier this year, we typically expected hurricanes to have the largest disaster footprint in Texas. That changed last February, and the pool saw almost $64 million in claims from winter storms Viola and Uri. It's probably fair to say that most of us Texans didn't even know winter storms had names at all. I know I had never given it much thought. But in spite of our recent snowpocalypse, hurricanes do continue to be Mother Nature's most consistently widespread destructive force that we Texans face. Last month saw Hurricane Preparedness Week come and go, and hurricane season recently began on June 1st, and it'll run through November 8th, 2021. So what does the 2021 hurricane season have in store for us? According to AccuWeather forecasters, we've probably got another busy year ahead of us. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season produced 30 named storms, the most on record, and the United States suffered 12 direct strikes. The previous record was 9 direct strikes in 1916. Experts are now predicting that 3 to 5 could impact the mainland U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In any case, predicting hurricanes or really any natural disaster is certainly a dicey proposition. But I can guarantee you that choosing to use Synergy NDS's turnkey recovery program is not a dicey proposition. The title of the program, Synergy, is simply the name of the consulting company the pool can provide to members completely free of charge. The folks from Synergy come in after a hurricane, or really any major claim, and they stay with you until the recovery is totally finished, which is obviously what turnkey means. Before we get to that, let's start with some very basic hurricane and disaster information and assistance that you may not know is available. The Texas Municipal League has an entire webpage devoted to emergency management. That page is linked on the podcast page, and it contains lots of information that you'd want to check out, preferably before you actually need it. Second, that page also includes information about how TML affiliates provide help post-disaster. For example, the Building Officials Association of Texas has a disaster response team that responds to really any size disaster where there's been building damage. They do building damage assessments as well as recovery support following those assessments. For example, they helped assess damage to homes and businesses in the wake of the West Fertilizer Plant explosion in 2013, and with many disasters since then. The Texas City Attorneys Association has a program they call the CARE Unit, an acronym for City Attorneys Responding in an Emergency. That's a list of attorneys who are willing to help out other city attorneys in disaster areas who may not have access to legal research or other information during a disaster. That CARE Unit idea was born from Hurricane Ike, when TML attorneys were assisting Susie Green, the Galveston city attorney at the time. She had little access to communications, and the only way we could send information to her was by texting appropriate statutes and other information. As a side note, we're now lucky to have Susie on staff at the pool as associate director. And of course, the main thing you need to remember is that both TML and the TML Risk Pool staff are always here to help you in any way we can, whether you're in a disaster or not. Now, as with our previous Best Roofing Program episode, I've also included procurement information to go along with this episode. I've told you now about some places to look to get prepared for a disaster, but what this episode is really about is what happens after the storm and all that resulting damage. Synergy NDS is a group of companies that began helping our counterpart in Florida, which is called the Florida Municipal Insurance Trust, for many, many years. We saw their amazing work, and we knew we needed them here as well. Basically, after a disaster, we partner with these guys at no cost to you, and they show up to remediate and repair from start to finish. They literally have guys with travel trailers who show up to the site and stay there on site until the work is finished. They've prepared a 5-minute video that's linked on our page explaining how they helped pool members after Hurricane Harvey, and I strongly encourage you to take a look at it. I personally have had some experience recently with construction contractors, and I have to say it's been a mixed bag for me. It seems like a roll of the dice. Sometimes your contractor is awesome, other times they are practically useless. After talking to Synergy, I kid you not that I wish every contractor and project manager was exactly like they are. Let's visit with Taylor Matheny from Synergy. He operates our partnership turnkey recovery program. You've got to hear from this guy and then hear from some city officials about how good his group really is. Taylor, thanks for joining us today. I suppose the best way to start off is from the beginning. A storm comes through, massive damage has been done, so what happens next?
The first step to the process is a member will report a claim to TML. TML adjuster will make that very first contact. And generally what they'll do is if it's a loss, they would at a high level feel would qualify for the turnkey recovery program. They'll simply offer us as an approved recovery partner for TML. Sometimes members say immediately, yep, we're understaffed or we've got so much that we need the additional capacity. And they'll say, yeah, you know, give us their number. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, we'd like some more information about it. Would you mind having them give us a call and we can talk about the program? So the first step would just simply be reaching out to the member, kind of explaining the program, how it works. And then from there, it's really a damage assessment phase. We've got a number of project managers, we call them, that are stationed throughout the state. Those project managers are generally able to respond to a new loss within half a day's notice or so. Again, we'll start with a full comprehensive damage assessment of the space. Those damage assessments are performed under our mobile software that's called Trackdown. Those Trackdown reports are sent immediately to both the member as well as TML for an immediate coverage review and kind of analysis. Now, from there, we'll determine immediate needs such as stabilization, water extraction, board up, demolition, drying of impacted building materials. And then through our large network of subcontractors, we'll immediately dispatch a restoration contractor, generally within 12 to 24 hours, to immediately begin that work.
Tell me more about what a risk pool member gets when you hit the ground.
The emergency service portion is automatically covered by TML. That requires no formalized agreement, that requires no formalized election form. Once that emergency services phase is complete, meaning the water's been extracted, the demolition's complete, the structural drying is complete, the building has been stabilized, and it's now ready for reconstruction or build back. At that time, members have the option to elect to utilize the turnkey recovery program for the reconstruction phase. Members are asked to sign what's known as a turnkey member election form. And that basically formalizes our agreement. It indemnifies the city of any cost outside of the claim or not covered by insurance, and basically makes them responsible for just simply their deductible.
How do your project managers and other staff take care of themselves in these post-disaster situations?
Most all of our project managers are entirely self-sufficient. Most of them do travel with a mobile home or an RV or something of the like. Those guys, if possible, and if a member's willing to allow us, they'll even live right there in the parking lot. Keeps them as close to the project as possible.
When you get to the procurement phase, how do you make sure that what you are doing is FEMA compliant to ensure reimbursement if it's available?
We actually have an entire division of our company that's known as Synergy Pact, which is the Synergy Public Assistance Closeout Team. And all claims that are handled under the Turnkey Recovery Program are then eligible for Synergy Pact services, given a declared type event.
Thanks, Taylor. Having Synergy as an approved recovery partner with the pool now seems like a complete no-brainer. To follow up on that, let's talk to a couple of city managers who ended up using the program. I pointed you to a video about hurricane response so you can see what happens in big storms. These managers will talk about different perils they faced and how Synergy helped them out in the same way they would after a hurricane. First, let's talk to Eric Garrity, city manager of Mejia, about a fire they had in their library. Thanks for being here, Eric. Tell us about the peril that struck your city.
Got a call about 4 o'clock in the morning from the fire chief, and he's saying the library is on fire. It's not a call that any city manager wants to get. So we go over there, and the library is about 2/3 involved. Yeah, the library was a victim of arson. It wound up between the direct fire damage and the smoke damage. 100% of the library was affected, but about 75% of it, when we got to the end of it, essentially had to be replaced.
So you contacted the pool with the claim. How did it progress from there?
So we started out on our own, getting the fence up and getting some plywood up and contacting a restoration agency and then working with the insurance adjuster directly. And Patty Tabor, claims adjustment specialist from PMLRB, was great. She, you know, she's kind of dropping hints all along about this turnkey program that they have with Synergy. And I'm just not picking up on it. Well, finally, after I was talking to the adjuster and going back and forth and getting the first check, and Patty finally says to me, she says, Eric, you do understand what this turnkey program is? And I said, well, tell it to me again. And when she finally did, I said, and it finally clicked in my mind, I said, yeah, I want that. So everything after that is smooth sailing. The guys from Synergy and Death come out. I talk to Taylor. Taylor introduces me to the project manager who I had an instant rapport with. He literally moves his trailer behind the library, right? And so I've got a project manager on site, and we had a completely redone, brand new shell. People told me it looked better than it did when we had the original library.
Tell me what you think all city managers should know about this program.
City managers and finance directors who are dealing with a large loss like this, if you're trying to do it yourself, the invoices coming in, matching the invoices with what your adjuster's telling you, and then matching both of those with your claim specialist at TML. Remember, I went through that the first part. That's a nightmare. When you get Synergy and the S going, that all goes away. You sign one contract with them, and then it's Synergy and the S talking to your claim specialist, and they work all that out. But man, that was such a burden off my shoulders. All that part of it, all the financial accounting for it, and making sure that Risk Pool feels like they're getting good value for what's going back in, all that got done, and it was transparent to me. That was huge.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. Let's now talk to Teresa Herrera, city manager in Palestine. Teresa actually thinks so much of this program, she actually took time out of her vacation in the Bahamas to join us today. So a very special thank you for that, Teresa. Tell me about the event that led to your claim.
The city of Palestine owns a mall. Hopefully it won't be for much longer, but we have owned it for the past 10 years. And we had a lot of damage to the north end because the water lines froze.
And how was the pool's and Synergy's response?
We really didn't know the extent of the damage until the TML adjuster came through and said, now who's doing this for you? And we said, you know, local contractor is the one who's doing the recovery now. And he was like, okay, this is not going to work. If you don't get people in here to clean this up, you're going to end up with mold. It's going to start building and it's going to be bad for you. So we went ahead and told them, yeah, absolutely, get us a TML Risk Pool team out here. And the current contractor that we were using replaced sheetrock and there was still moisture in the walls. So the Risk Pool had to come in behind them, pull that sheetrock, install new sheetrock, and let everything dry completely. So it was the freeze that led us to using the team.
So some big insurance companies come in and give you a check and say, get after it, right? How is the pools program different?
But TML Risk Pool came in and they were very helpful in selecting the contractors. Although they went out for bid, they would still give us an option with the three bids. Who do you want to use? Do you want to use the lowest bid or do you want to go with the mid? You know, it was still our choice.
Thanks, Teresa. These guys love this program, that's for certain. And after talking to Taylor, I think you can see why. This is the part where we talk about your action items. Action item number one. Regardless of anything I've said so far, and really even unrelated to the subject of this episode in some ways, every Texan that's in the possible path of a hurricane should prepare now. Get together your survival kit. City officials should be no different. TDEM has information about this on its website, which is linked on our page as well. The key point of action item number one is your safety and the safety of your citizens should always be the number one priority. If you don't take care of yourself and prepare for these storms, you certainly can't help anyone else. Action item number two, discuss with your facility staff, your city manager, your attorney, and other appropriate staff what your plan will be should you get hit by a storm. You'll also want to think about coordination with your county, other cities around you, and TDEM. It makes sense to get to know your local TDEM rep now before a problem arises, and we hope you'll do so. Action item number three, and again, we'll talk about this one anytime we mention your property covers with the pool. Always make sure your schedule of facilities is up to date and appropriately valued with the pool. If you need help with that, let us know. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening today and for being our partner in weathering the storms.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.